Don't you just love it? I really love it. This is the Love Sunday. Every year I determine that I'm going to take a day and I'm going to count the number of times that I say love. One year it got kind of bad. I was getting out of control. I'd walk up to strangers on the street and say, hey, love you. And that was just not working out. People didn't always understand, but nonetheless, we use it a lot. I tell Melissa every morning when I go to work, I love you, Melissa, and then we blow kisses. Can you blow me a kiss back? Thank you. Yeah, all right. And we try and say that every morning. I think to myself, did I remember to tell her that I love her? And we say, I love you, I love you. We try and we mouth those words and we reuse those words. And sometimes we lose track of those words. We love our Apple iTunes or our Zoom apps. It's another word that could be, I like that a lot, might appropriately be correct. But that word love gets lost. I love the Harry Potter movies. Did you love the Harry Potter movies? And there was a certain piece of that that is emotional. There's an emotional component to love, like that emotional component. Do you remember how you felt when Dumbledore died? Oh, that emotion. I mean, who didn't cry just a little bit? And love, falling in love. We got a couple of couples here. I won't name names, but couples and falling in love. And I hear Sandy Tenney is falling in love with Jean, somebody named Jean. How many years, Sandy? 63 and counting. You still tell him you love him? Every once in a while. That was not the answer I was quite expecting. So love can mean a lot of things. Admiration, comfort, a feeling of safety and security. And love can be that sexual attraction part, the beauty of the sex appeal, you know, falling in love at first sight. I think that's about sex appeal and wow, 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 wow. Dean Martin described it. He used the Italian word for love. When the moon meets the sky in a big apple pie, that's amore. Boy, did I destroy that entirely, didn't I? When the moon hits your eye, I wrote it down, I didn't read it. When your moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. That's love. Is that what love is? I love that song, though. But it isn't just sexual. It isn't just about attraction between people. It's an interesting phenomenon. I actually had a couple. They got married in a previous church, and young couple. And I later found out that she really fell in love with him and his truck, that it was that image of riding around town in his truck with him that she fell in love with. That marriage didn't even last a year. Gosh, what a surprise. So it's a love of an image or a concept or a construct or something that's hypothetical. Now, don't get me wrong. Thank God for sex appeal. Without sex appeal, I do believe that the human race would have died out a long time ago. Guys would have all been watching football and drinking beer, and nothing would have ever gotten done. That's a joke. Not completely untrue, but it's a joke. But love and that appeal that draws people together can develop into something else. You know, that falling in love part is the part that gets you past the rough edges and the apprehension and the getting to know the reality of each other. And it's the thing sometimes that holds you together for a while until you develop a connection, a family, a comfortableness. It's something else that holds you together as your bodies begin to sag and turn gray and you lose your hair. Something holds couples together, even that's not sex appeal. There's a comfortableness that grows there, and that's love. There's another love, and that's love of parents. That's a wonderful thing. I didn't think I would be ready to be a parent at all. I was kind of just up in the world. Things were a whirlwind. The 9 month period didn't last all. It was over before I knew it, and there was this little squirming, crying, demanding mass, and I thought, oh Lord, I don't know what to do with a baby. And the first time they brought her in, her name was Melissa. Melissa, are you paying attention? I'm talking about you. And they brought the baby in, and I thought, oh man, a baby. And I, before I knew it, I was holding the baby. And boy, anybody that came close, she was mine. We were ours. We were us. And that bond that happened, it's a wonderful thing. It doesn't happen to all parents. And I don't understand that, and it breaks my heart. There are some that just never make that connection, and we hear about the tragedies that happen. I need a sociology and psychology degree to try and figure that out, and I'm not sure they understand that. But it's a wonderful thing when it does happen. And it's a love that is about not sex appeal, not comfortableness or image. It's about some bond that holds people and kids and parents together. That's kind of what Jesus is talking about. He chose us. It's a choice he made to care about us because of us. Because we are his, and he is ours. And so that's the love that we hear Jesus talk about. 1 Corinthians 13, we didn't read it. And Sandy, I think you took away my copy of it that I had sitting out there, but that's all right. Love is patient and love is kind. Do you remember those words? Love is patient. How many of you have patience? I have a lot of patience if you just give me time. I'll have patience sooner or later. And patience is that thing of telling a kiddo, instead of saying, I've told you before, I've told you a million times, which is a bit of an exaggeration usually, but it's about saying, let me tell you again. Let me help. I love you. I will work with you. We'll get there. I think that's what God says to us a lot of the time. I'll get there with you. I know it's hard to learn. 1 Corinthians 13 says, love is kind. What does kindness mean? I mean, it's an interesting concept, and there are some people who just don't have or appear to have any kindness in their hearts. There's everything around them is driving them nuts. Everything around them makes them angry. Have you met a few people like that? It's not just Grinches, but there are some people who are living in their own private hells. So love is about kindness as well. And maybe sometimes it's about consciously making that decision about kindness. Sort of like raising first graders. We got a first grade teacher with us. And first graders, I imagine, do you tell them one time and they all remember it and do it every time? Most of us in our 30s, 40s, 60s, we still haven't figured it out. We still repeat mistakes. And out of God's kindness, we remain beloved. And Micah, we hear the prophet Micah, he was talking to Israel. They have been unfaithful. The people have turned away from Yahweh, God, and they have done horrific things that they have promised not to do, that God has told them, I forbid you from doing these things, and they've done them anyway. I've told this story before, but it's my little Micah story. I was just a wee little lad. I must have been first grade or younger, and the neighbor across the street, they had a house, and behind the house was a log cabin. It had been part of the first settlement in the valley, in Grand Valley area. And in that, it was just a little, you had to duck down. I was pretty short, so I didn't have to duck, but the fella who lived there was, and there were these things in there. And on the wall were these traps, animal traps. Somebody must have been traitors. Anyway, I said, what is that? And he said, it's a trap for trapping animals. And that made no sense to me at all. Let me show you, he says. So he takes one down and he walks out in the yard and he sets the trap. And he says, this is a trap. And the animal steps in there and it snaps closed and it grabs them. He says, now wait just a minute and let me find a stick to trip it for you. He says, don't touch it. Before he got back, my foot was in the trap. That's Micah. He knew God told him, he explained it, but the people were not ready. People just, the concept was beyond them. They couldn't perceive. I didn't understand what that trap or why and how. It didn't hurt me. Fortunately, it was a small animal trap, and I was a stubborn, boneheaded kid. That hasn't changed, has it? Love endures all things. You ever have a loved one drive you crazy? I got a whole clan that just drive me crazy. It's a short trip for me, I admit, but there's a lot of driving of craziness there. And we drive God crazy. But Micah reminds us, he's going to send a Savior to us. And he, Jesus, shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord. We're sheepies. That helps because sheep don't really do things wisely. Sheep need a lot of help. And thankfully, the Lord sent Jesus, that Savior, the Good Shepherd, to come with us, the Prince of Peace. And he shall stand with the flock and feed the flock in the strength of the Lord. So love with others and between us. Love is remembering the parts that don't drive us crazy. You can pick anybody in your life and you can think, this is what drives me crazy about this person. Don't concentrate on that. Concentrate on the parts that don't drive you crazy. The parts that connect us, that hold us together, that are okay, that are godly parts. Patience, kindness. And we don't fall out of love. I love reading that in the newspapers. Or the stars fall in love and then they fall out of love. And then they fall in love and they fall out of love. I don't quite know. They don't know what that word means. Does falling out of love, what does that mean? That means I quit working at it. God doesn't quit on us. God is with us. God remembers. Love never ends. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. Think about that. Greater than hope, greater than faith, greater than everything, love abides. So this is the season. This is a season. And sometimes it's a crazy season for me. Trying to think, okay, now I got to make a checklist of everybody that I'm obligated to buy a present for. Boy, what a terrible approach to this season of gift giving. I have come in the years to say, you know, this is what I'd like to give them. I know it's something that I'd like to give this person. And now we have to balance that with saying, if I give them a gift, is that going to obligate them to give me a gift back? Oh, it's horrible. Love lost. And Olivia, she's fine if you want to let her wander or just go. No, Olivia, seriously, turn her loose in here. I love having them wander around. Isn't it great having kids around? Prayers for Olivia, too, because, you know, sometimes after having them around all day, 24/7, and for weeks at a time, you get a little crazy. At least I do. So this is God's time of love for humanity. God doesn't quit on us. The Messiah is born among us, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Savior who saves us, who makes the choice to give his life to save ours. He has chosen to do that. That's love, is choosing to love. Love is not some emotion or feeling, nothing wrong with those. But godly love is deciding, I am going to love you. God deciding to love us, making that decision. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Here's Mary's response when she is chosen. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For the Lord has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. God loved Mary. Mary reflects the blessing. That's love. That's true love. That's the love of the Lord that sent us the Messiah, that birthed the child among us. The love born in Bethlehem. Amen. Amen.